The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast's sponsors.
Activate countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Warning. The following podcast is not recommended for listeners under 17.
So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide and say, give it to me straight, I can take it.
I almost forgot, fellow babies.
Booger. If any of our material offends you, send us your address and we will mail you a snowflake care package, including tissues, tampons, and more. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels.
Wine check.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
And that is all the words you cannot say on the radio. Howard, if you look here by the rules of the SEC, it's shit, damn, pussy, cunt, cocksucker. All right.
Yeah, it's okay. W-A-B-C.
No. Well, that's what I'm hearing. W-A-N-D-C. All this time to puppy dog. Now, can you send me with a phone? Now he's hitting something.
All right. We got to check in with the Glitter Squirrels.
Part of the show, you know.
They are a huge part of this show.
Big friends with Alvin and Theodore and that gang.
Yeah.
Actually, Chipmunk guys.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to check in with them. We'll be back with you to get this show started after we hear from the Glitter Squirrels.
Yeah, we're going to field some questions.
Oh, man, I'm so wasted, man.
I was hanging out in the park, and some guy's walking his dog, and I'm trying to get a nut. And I've about had it with the dog traffic since the parks have reopened. It's got us squirrels in a frenzy.
It does.
We are really flipping pissed off.
Yes.
And so, you know, you wouldn't want some big giant thing on four legs coming up to you when you're trying to get a nut, would you?
No, definitely not.
So I guess all we're saying, like John Lennon, is, you know, give peace a chance and leave our nuts, and all you need is love, and leave our nuts alone.
Exactly. Leave our nuts alone. And I ran into a...
What did you see today? Any car traffic? Did you hit today anything?
No, I almost got hit by a Ford F-150 Explorer pickup truck looking thing.
Whippy doodle.
Whippy doodle.
I like it. We're having some technical difficulties.
We are, so we'll try to get back with those guys.
With the squirrels.
Yeah, a lot of high wind down there.
A lot of high wind at Central Park in L.A., Lower Ashland.
Yeah, absolutely. We're outside. It's a beautiful day. We got our brother John here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's working his way over there on the phone.
I hear an ambulance.
For real?
Yeah. You don't hear it?
I do now. Yeah. Bell Tone's here today.
Right.
And we're going to be doing free screening and hearing tests for guys like me who are absolutely flipping deaf, man.
Just, we should do that.
We should. I
should
could
call Bell Tone
and see which one of us are just absolutely the worst. And they could give
that needs
free,
to be like an
they
episode.
They could give us a free belt. We could give it a free Bell Tone for our own self and a listener.
We should like do that. We should go get a hearing test.
That would be fun, man. I know I would fail miserably.
No, dude.
It would be.
I would.
It
too.
Would be almost embarrassing. They would probably go. Sir, you want to go around the corner and fill out some paperwork, and we're really gonna show you something. It's kind of like when you get glasses and haven't had them in about 8 months,
mm-hmm.
and you put them on that first time,
mm-hmm.
and you go, "Oh my God, trees, trees!" You know, things like that. So hearing would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Gosh, I don't know. Well, something's going on right here in L.A.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
Probably COVID-19 down here.
Yeah, probably, man. Shit, bourbon-19.
That's what's about to happen.
Yeah. Come on, man. We're in Kentucky. All kinds of things. The world's gone upside down and mad. Completely mad.
I have a solution to all the America's problems right now.
Man, we could certainly use one.
I'm going to play it.
Please do.
I'll say a couple things. If this pisses you off, just keep scrolling. Defund the police? Really? You want to defund an entire police force and put good police officers out of work? Because you're mad at four assholes who are already in jail? Get the fuck out of here with that. Why is race in America even a thing? What the hell does it matter if you're Caucasian, African American, Chinese American, Mexican American? It doesn't fucking matter. We're people. That's what it boils down to. And you want my solution to this whole thing? Let's end race altogether. Who cares if you're Caucasian, African American, Chinese American, Mexican American? It doesn't matter your race. Your race is simply for genealogy purposes only. Wake up and see that we are people, not a race.
And we're doing another line check because we had to get a sock.
A hurricane test, if you would. We got some whippy-doodle windies.
Whippy-doodle windies.
Today. Yeah, the whippy-doodle windies are on our ass, so we're going back to an old school technique and a highly sophisticated windscreen called a tube sock.
Tube socks are great.
So anyway, we'll see how that works out. And stick around because we're going to go interview the Glitter Squirrels are with us this evening up in Central Park. And
yes.
Got to check in with them, you know, see how they're doing later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so anyway. we'll go back to the Glitter Squirrels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here in just a minute.
So, yeah, word.
And we're back. We're going to check in with the Glitter Squirrels. What's up, guys?
Hey, thanks for asking. Not a whole lot. That was a little bit of Appalachian coming through when I really meant to say whole lot. But whole depending lot. On where you're from, it could be whole lot.
Whole lot.
I'm not doing a whole lot, Slim. I'm just sitting over here roasting in the sunshine.
What, do you have beer in the cooler?
Not yet. You know, the day ain't over.
We're learning how to talk like these assholes that we live with.
Oh, Lord, and now everybody hates us tomorrow. Amen. Now there is a great spirit of the Trace. Nah, not at all, man. Sound good?
Yeah, man, we got you over here, man.
There's something that's been riding on us in the squirrel community down here in Central Park for a long time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And recently we had 3 months to ourselves and run around and mm-hmm. pretty much trouble-free down here.
Mm-hmm.
We're really chapped. We're out here trying to get our nuts on. And mm-hmm. we can't. Because of the onflow of opening up the park.
You know, I love to hold my nuts in my jaw.
Everybody needs to hold a nut in their jaw.
Everybody.
But my point being, like, see, here comes a motorcycle right now. I gotta duck and run real quick.
Motorcycles and our other squirrel friend that was a couple
Albert
of trees. He was a couple of trees over. He comes and joins us. He gets random text messages from time to time.
Oh, so he's a very smart man.
He's a technological squirrel.
Wow.
Hello.
What?
I almost forgot what you look like.
It's just people in the squirrel community. But anyway, keep your dogs on a leash. We're tired down here. Tired of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's beyond ridiculous now. Cars everywhere. We look like the guys in the Geico commercial down here. We're mm-hmm. And I haven't seen them in a while.
I ran into a guy named D. And, D,
any luck with the house?
D, yeah.
He's a squirrel in the neighborhood.
Right.
Any luck in the house, I guess. There's more people moving in.
Anyway, I ran into a squirrel named D. And, he has a whole collection of nuts.
Wow.
And I don't know that...
Big nuts, small nuts, nuts.
I mean...
Eunuch nuts.
He's got a plethora of nuts.
A plethora of nuts.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's plenty of nuts down there.
But he calls them these nuts.
These nuts?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he might have been affiliated with the Planter's nuts.
Planter's nuts. I don't
know. I heard Mr. Planter pass away.
I heard that, too.
Yeah, so anyway, please keep the dogs to a minimum down here. We got nuts in our mouth, and we're trying to gather our nuts. We're trying to get nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're looking at is a bunch of nuts.
Exactly.
So, since the parks have opened back up...
Speaking of nuts, I think Slim and John are waiting to take back over.
Well, thank you, Slim and John, and please, man, stay safe, and... Give nuts a chance, because it's bad enough right now.
All we are saying is give nuts a chance.
Yes.
And we're back.
And we are back. Back in black. Where's my sack?
Poor squirrels.
I'm telling you what, those guys are having a tough time down there. And if you'd like to donate, I'm sure you could get a hold of Central Park somehow. They probably have some kind of nutty fundage.
Maybe like a housing.
Yeah, something like that, man.
Yeah.
Like a HUD or a
We need to go down and, I mean, I'm sure all we need is a couple of 2x4s. We could build them all mansions down there.
We could, actually. Hell, they should have them done by now. It's been 3 months and anybody could even get in there and run around. Here's the funny thing. I'm out there running around, take the dog down to the dog park. We have a good time running around and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tons of kids running around the playgrounds and now they're open. And a lot of people sitting around eating together, things like that. You know, it seems to be an issue right now. But yet, I saw a guy down there playing. He was hitting balls, you know, to his daughter in some softball. And you're not supposed to be down there doing that. So that's closed. The basketball courts are still closed. And the tennis courts are still closed. But, I got all these kids running.
But in New York, you're not supposed to touch other people's balls.
I'm saying, you know. And I don't want people touching my balls.
Right.
It just depends on who's going
to
touch
my balls. I like to take a Sharpie and mark an X on them so nobody touches my balls.
Yeah.
Well, you got a good point there. A Sharpie on your nutsack. Oh, this new trend is so exhilarating. Oh, look, a permanent X on my left nut. Isn't it pretty?
So I'm excited, man.
X's and O's.
Next weekend is the Skullface Records Howling at the Moon Farm Festival.
Yeah, let's talk about Skullface Records.
If you follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/glittersquirrels, you'll get a link to our group where we post things. Now, here's the thing. We have to post things in our group because Facebook algorithms.
I can't say that word.
Yeah.
Congratulations alone on that big fancy
thank
word
you.
You just dropped.
Thank
all
you.
Over.
First of all, I'd like to thank Mark Zuckerberg.
Right on.
But Facebook algorithms, they won't let us share links and things inside, like on a business page.
I didn't know that.
So that's why we had to create a separate group. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but we've acquired some new members in said group.
Yeah, we have.
We're almost to 75 members.
We're just about to top the other group. What were they called? Group sex. And so we're like, we're working on the old
anyway,
uncorporate ladder.
Yeah.
If you would.
And so if you want to share this podcast with your friends, do so. Invite them to come like our group. That way you can see everything we post.
Everything.
It's
just
got
everything.
Like our eBay link up there. If you buy shit off of eBay, click our link. It's got our tip jar up there if you want to tip us.
Go visit Slim on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He's over probably 10,000 views now.
He's
becoming quite the TikTok.
I am.
I am. Sam, I am.
I'm close to being TikTok famous.
That's right. TikTok famous.
Let's see. I have, hang on. Let me go into my stuff here, and we'll just see.
Slim, you're on the air. Nobody wants to see you get into your stuff. It's a good thing we're on the air, because I don't want to see Slim getting his stuff.
Right. Let me just check and take a look.
Calling into the yes or no. That'd be fun, that
would. Let's see. I've got...
He got blocked. He's got taken down.
Now I have one video that's got over 2,000 views on it.
Well, there you go. See?
Let's see.
Academy Award.
Here's one that's got 3,214 views. And then I did another one that's got 2,691.
Hey, man.
And the one that I did...
You're on your way, kid.
The one that's got 2,691, I did in your basement.
I'll be down.
And it was the one where that guy's like, listen, if you've never put 3 grams of cocaine in a stripper's ass and had her fart, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
And we'll call that segment right there, Words to Live By.
Right.
That was pretty to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, apparently.
Yeah.
Sean Penn, he's a big fan of cocaine and ladies of the night.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the world besides it's gone upside down on its ass? Good God Almighty.
I provided the solution earlier.
Yeah, you did, and I think we're going to play a clip of that, probably coming up right about now.
We already did.
Oh, it's already in there.
See
modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
Making all this modern music.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I sound like Geddy Lee for a minute, didn't I? Wow, look at that. That's what we'll do the rest of the show. We'll just talk in music lyrics.
Music lyrics,
how would that
okay.
work? How would you start it? Good day, sunshine.
I'm rednecker than you.
See, that's hard to... That's funny. You go blank. You just can't do it.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
You are? You going to burn up the Old Town tonight?
Maybe.
Ruby, don't take your love into town. I guess I'm just going to go from there.
I just hope Ruby doesn't break my achy breaky heart.
I hear you, man. Just another brick in the wall.
Dude, this is hard.
So it is. It's harder than you think.
And especially
you think,
since we're music dudes.
And you may think I'm, that's like Cars, I believe, right there.
Let's see.
But we've only just begun.
Yeah. To live.
And sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Country roads take me home.
yeah. Almost to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is a four-letter word.
It is.
According to Warrant.
But no stairway.
But no stairway to heaven. Yeah.
Why is that? Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that literally? Like any music shop you ever go into, have you ever heard that you're not supposed to play Stairway to Heaven?
No, I haven't. I like the ones and some that you see posted once in a while that said all drummers must be accompanied by an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, how bad was it? What kid came in here, started banging on high-end $4,000 or $5,000 drum kits that had to, you know, put a sign? But I've never seen the no playing of Stairway to Heaven. There was an old story one time playing around Youngstown. Slash came in and told you about the Paisley Les Paul he wanted real bad, and it was mm-hmm. all cool and shit. And they were about to break big, you know.
Yeah.
He was haggling prices, and the guy said, he goes, I'm Slash, you know, play Guns N' Roses. And the guy goes, I don't care if you Slash, play Buns N' Roses or whatever, that guitar is like $3,500.
And you couldn't afford that?
And that's the rest of the story.
Was Slash?
Well, they probably could now. He probably went back to that guy a year later and said, what's my name, bitch?
Choke on it, fucker.
It's probably, you know, that's, yeah. One time in Youngstown, there was a music store. it's called Slashes and Shit.
Slashes and Shit.
You know. Just, yeah. And in the window probably says that Paisley guitar.
Yeah. I like meme you posted.
Symbol on it.
I like the meme you posted on Facebook. The one of Les Paul and Paul holding Paul's Les Paul.
That's kind
of
confusing. That's a lot of L word and a lot of all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in all when mm-hmm. I read it. Mm-hmm. It was all Paul.
Oh, yes.
Okay. See how that works, Joe?
It's circular.
You have John, our engineer, and our helper in Lonely Times of Words.
Yes.
Take it away, John!
We were out here speaking in song lyrics earlier.
That was tough. We actually discovered how hard it kind of is.
Yeah.
So if I said, John, right now where we're sitting at this table, and you're going to lead us in this ensemble of complete stupidity, mm-hmm. and we're going to see if we can go. How many minutes we need on the clock?
I don't know. We'll just go until one of us just. Tanks.
Okay.
So we'll let our good neighbor John. That's who he is now on our cast.
Our good neighbor.
Check in with our good neighbor John.
Friendly native.
That's our Native American guy because we're not racist here. We're just sprinters.
We're just people.
Yeah,
we're people.
Yeah, we're just sprinters, man. Yeah, we're just human beings.
We don't see race here.
Right. Not really, no. Only time you see us racing is to the fucking John.
If you ever see me racing, you better follow me because something's chasing me.
I hear you. Usually it's just...
That's great.
Yeah, we're racing to the bathroom because we drink a lot of beer and we got to pee.
Yeah.
It's the only race we'll see here.
Yep.
So I'll start. All the fine ladies are making a fuss, but I can't pay attention because I'm on that butt.
I think he's going to flow. I don't know. But if I still was like a little bastard of my youth, I sure wish I had a grandma blow.
Who doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
This is what he said, yo.
Go ahead, John, because now you're back on the flow.
But I don't know what to say, though.
Because there are sunny skies and a lot of beer, and a lot of people think Slim is queer.
Oh!
We're going to do a motherfucking epic rap battle here or some shit.
Oh my God.
Who's this?
Right there. That would be Jake, the guy from State Farm. Yeah.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
John said, Jake from State Farm, turns out he's a pussy. And judging by the looks of thing, that's a big hairy pussy.
When's the last time 74?
Yeah, there you go. You know what?
If you see somebody with a mask on and a beard, it looks like 70s porn.
Yes. Which is all coming out.
How can you tell when you're watching a 70s porn movie?
I don't know.
Dick has sideburns.
Yeah, the cock hair has sideburns. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was from Bulletproof, Damon Wayans, Adam Sandler.
Great joke.
Oh, that was a great movie. Joke. That was a good movie.
70s porn.
I heard a good joke this week. True.
Laying on me. We need all the jokes we can get right now.
This guy walks up, and he's getting a flight.
Guy walks into a bar?
No, he walks into the airport, and he's getting a flight. And the receptionist behind the counter, she's got these really big tits.
Right.
And this guy walks up, and he says, give me two pickets to Titsburg. So the receptionist starts laughing. He starts laughing. The guy behind him starts laughing. He turns around to the guy behind him and says, "What the fuck are you laughing at? Haven't you ever made a mistake in your life?" And the guy said, "Yeah, I did, just this morning." He said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, I sat down with my wife at the breakfast table." He said, "And we were eating breakfast, and I meant to say pass the salt, but what came out of my mouth was, 'You ruined my life, you miserable cunt.'"
Oh! Damn!
That almost went. That's pretty bad. Here you harsh. Go. I got one for you. A big mountain burly guy walks in, man. He's holding this little medium-sized alligator, and he throws it up on the bar, and he looks at everybody, and he hits it in the fucking head with a stick, and the alligator opens up his mouth real slow, and he lays his cock in the alligator's mouth, and he cracks it in the head with a stick again, and the alligator's mouth, it closes real slow, cracks it and opens up, lets his cock out, and he goes, "Now, which one of you bad son bitches want to try this?" The guy in the back said, "I'd like to try it if you don't hit me too hard in the head with that stick." Oh my God! There you go. Yeah,
that's good. That's good
funny
shit.
Funny humor. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Isn't
oh
it?
Hell!
I think I'll recuperate.
Good
on that
Lord.
One. Yeah, they're all in a day. Sunday. Sunday fun day.
Yes.
We're having fun.
We always have fun.
Got a big march canceled today down at that there Giovanni's. I guess it got canceled.
What happened with that?
I don't know. It just kind of vanished.
What was happening
at 7? Yeah, but I think they postponed all that.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I know we were going to, like, go down there and, like,
yeah, we're
going to
go down and ask people if they actually knew what they were, you know, like John Waters used to do on Fox or something. Guys, do you have any idea what you're protesting?
Yeah.
Who was the... Who was but, the president 8 years ago?
But, after I,
no
listen, after I read
know,
about...
I come down here and raise hell.
After right. I read about how Antifa is...
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to lose my
again?
Life. Antifa are the anti-fascist.
Well, yeah, they are that
people.
Group. I actually researched that. I had no idea who the hell they were. I just
a bunch of
people like to get...
Yeah.
They're neo-fascists or something. Ain't they?
They're anti-fascists.
Yeah,
they won't be wearing the black boots with the white laces.
No, that's the skinhead.
Yeah,
dude. No, these guys are Nazis. These guys believe that Nazis were like justified. Like
what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
Hold up.
Are you,
I can find the definition. Hold up.
I have. You know, I looked it up and started. I read about it on a Google, Wikipedia, Wick of my dick, whatever site.
Wick of my dick.
Yeah, whackofmydick.com.
.org.
But .org. Yeah.
Ah!
But I looked up and started reading about it, and I was like, wow. But I don't. I think it's morphed into something else now. I think right
what
now...
What is...
I think they're just using it for an excuse to beat buttholes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my thing. But like I said, you know...
What is Antifa?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I'm not opposed to people having a big damn and a hootenanny and protest. I think it's great,
here's the
you know?
Definition of Antifa.
Hey,
a political protest movement comprising autonomous groups affiliated by their militant opposition to fascism and other forms of extreme right-wing ideology.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of dabble in it, but I'm no genius on it. And I just,
I'm not politically inclined at all.
Yeah, I just
right.
rock and roll and hang out.
They're
like this.
Yes.
I don't have a problem.
Google just told us what it was, but I'm just going to go ahead.
But this is normal to me.
Yeah.
There's nothing odd about
this is
hanging
life.
Out on your patio, drinking beer and hanging
this is
out.
Life as I know it.
I'm going to go
and
on a
I
beer
like
run, I believe. Yeah, I hear you. It's not the end of the world, as the REM guys would say.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And
no, it's not.
Blow it.
like that one guy, that one DJ that played, they were changing it to country or some shit.
Oh, yeah. We're going to a complete country format today.
Well, I will tell you.
Hours of that song. He just continuously looped it.
I'll tell you.
It's insanity.
I'll tell you what.
Ouch.
And this is kind of cool. When I was working for 92.7.
Hey, I remember those guys.
I got there about about 3 or 4 years after they had done it. But the guy that actually changed the format from what it was to the planet was telling me the story. It used to be Oldies 93 RVC.
That's right.
And
WRVC.
Yeah.
Man,
and
I didn't know that.
They changed formats.
I didn't know that.
They changed formats to 92.7 WCMI.
They were a great Oldies station too.
Right.
My dad loved them.
Okay, so anyway, when they changed 96. Formats to the planet, they were playing Delilah on Oldies 93 RVC.
Yeah.
Well, that night, he was given the word like Johnny Fever was in the studio, was like, change the format right now. He was like, you can even say booger if you want to, you know.
You can say booger.
Well, he instead of like doing it in grandiose fashion, you know, and waiting until Delilah went to a break, she was talking or something, and the engineer guy, Kenny Sellers.
Oh, Kenny Sellers.
Anyway, he went in there and he kind of tapped it. And
I was trying to make a windscreen, but I got a sock.
Anyway, he goes in there and he tapped his button. Well, that button had a shotgun sound on it. It kept going.
Oh my God!
And he was playing that the whole time Delilah was talking.
Oh hell!
And somebody calls him up and he answered the phone. And they said, do I sense a format change coming? He was like, yep. In 3, 2, 1, boom, right into Guns N' Roses.
Wow. I wonder how many people absolutely just left that dial.
No, man.
But you then know, how many people were like, you got to turn it over to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was in California, they have a gajillion radio stations now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God. And so I was there as like, here, guy, my sister, here, John, check out this station. And they played all this shit from when I was in high school. And it says, Rock 1, oh no, it's like W something, old school. I was like, old school?
If it was in California, it was probably a K station.
Yeah, K.
Yep.
K.
It was a K station. But anyways, old school all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they played all the coolest shit from my high school days.
Boston, Peter Frampton.
Everything. Parliament. They even played Parliament.
Oh, yeah, he's a flashlight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes. They played all that shit. It was great, man.
Oh, man, Parliament.
But it was old school, so that just made me feel like, huh, oh, God damn it, where's my shawl?
You know the
give
advantage.
Me my cane.
Yeah, you know the advantage we have of that, though. I used to ride around with my dad and stuff, and he'd be playing stuff like the Peppermint Twist and things like that. And that was all groovy and stuff. Hip, and I was like, man, they're oldies. And the one thing growing up, I was like, man, you know, I know one day we're going to be older. And here we are.
Yes.
Just crushing it. I always said our oldies would be a lot cooler. And they are, man.
They are cool.
You know, a whole lot of love comes on, you know. I'm sitting in the Kroger and, you know, Peter Frampton comes on or Guns N' Roses. And I'm over in, like, aisle 4, you know, looking at some, like, whatever. And, or sometimes it's like, wham, you know. I mean, it's just funny. You know, back in the day, it was all piped in 3M carts. And, you walk into a supermarket and there's like elevator music.
Yeah.
Or shit like a, we've only just begun. You know, it's like,
we've only just begun.
Yeah, I was telling him in the Kroger's now, man, you know our stuff's better than our parents and grandparents, all these, because you're in Kroger and you hear Guns N' Roses and like Frampton or Boston or, or like I said, you even hear Wham once in a while. But,
woolly bully, woolly bully.
Yeah, you see, my dad's like, this is hip stuff, you know. This is like, I'm listening to stuff in the mid-70s. Well, they got a new dance, and it goes like this, you know, Peppermint Twist and stuff like that, which was cool.
But I'm thinking,
man, a whole lot of love coming on the radio is going to be much
Zeppelin.
Like, well, like I said, in my 50s, crushing it, and here I am.
Yeah.
Rocky like a hurricane.
Da-na-na,
oh, you guys missed it. See, that was your segue into song lyric speaking.
Oh.
So you gotta stay with me, class.
All right.
Stay with me, class.
Sorry, I just had my wiener in my hand. I distracted myself.
Because he's bad to the bone.
That's right.
Oh. Yes. Did you need another soda?
Sure.
What happened?
Do you need a beer, man?
You got one?
I got money.
If somebody wants to make a run. I'm a little buzzed right now. I'd gladly drink a beer.
You know what?
But anyway, yeah, hey.
I'd gladly drink a beer out here, too.
Yeah. We just might have to
By the time this podcast is over.
Yeah, we might have to go to the Speedway and get a 12-er.
By the time this podcast is over, I'm pretty sure I will have sweated out.
I'm pretty sure beer wouldn't be an issue. And you're probably, according to law, you know what I'm bringing back in 2021, 2020, whatever? I'm bringing back, we're going to legalize freedom. we're gonna legalize it. We're gonna put it out there for everybody.
I like it.
Everybody's gonna quit getting offended.
Can we legalize marijuana first?
You know, if you can't argue about it, or you can't be civil about it. Don't be dicks, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some serious hell lately. I mean, because you know me, I'm really just kind of in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
There's like there's a government world, mm-hmm. and there's John's world.
Yeah.
And in my world, it's just kind of like, here, the funny thing, if you look at statistics, which a lot of people tend to look at, I'm 53 years old, and probably the worst things I'm seeing right now growing up in my life thus far, nothing has really ever changed.
Right.
But there's a whole situation going on that's probably on a level that I've never witnessed in my life with the COVID things and we hate our president and the country sucks and there's so many things.
The media.
It's like they opened up a buffet of feed you through a television set and convince. So it's like some kind of Orwellian world or something. I don't know what to make of it. It's like, I mean, as we
it's an attempted socialism.
Well, we sit here today and we're out backyard. It's beautiful. We got trees and grass and we got, you know, even a stray cat joined us today. and I'm not worried about a bunch of assholes driving down the alley with a Mac 10 or something, you know, shooting the place up.
Right.
And I'm not making a statement for anything right there, but I mean, there's a lot of people for the last, I don't know how many days this has went on now, well over 10. Because I just kind of catch the news in snippets anymore. I'm not even watching them really. You know, and it's sad if you want to see something live that's going on, then you have to get on Facebook to see it. But you know, we sit here, and it's a peaceful world for the most part. There's countries, there's towns like this all over the United States where it's just chill, you know? But there are people the last, you know, week or so since all this shit hit the fan. You know, we get it. You know, a man died and all. You know, everybody gets that I think has a brain. But I don't think it's an excuse to go scare people and do what's going on. It needs to stop, man. It's bullcrap.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But people the last several weeks, they haven't been able.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, baby. But, you know, people are so fucked up right now mentally with everything that's been going on and thrown at them.
Right.
That there are a lot of people that have not been able to,
you know?
There are not people able, like in big cities right now, to even remotely think about what we're doing right now, sitting around having
school. You know, Sacramento has a curfew right now.
Yeah, there's still a lot of crap going on that you don't even see on the news.
And it's $1,000 fine if you're out after the curfew.
Yeah, stupid, really?
Bullshit.
It is. I think
I'm glad I don't live there no more.
Is it tyranny? I mean, is it an attempt at that too? Is it an attempt at you're going to give government
local the hammer?
You're going to give them the power to like shut you down because they're telling you to do it?
The word tyranny.
You know, we had a document that kind of said they're kind of old.
Short for Tyrannosaurus.
No. Yeah, yeah. You know,
I always thought it was Tyranny.
Tyranny.
I think something about a porn star, Tyler Anal. Guess that's on a whole different playing field right there, man.
Yeah.
Hey, put a beer in front of that guy, he just loses his shit.
Or
like
pussy
a dog
left.
Scratching his ass on the carpet.
Or pussy left.
Did he leave?
Oh, yeah, he's all right, though. He's not
he'll be back.
He's not a big drinker. He's one of them 12-steppers.
He's going to go say his apologies
to Jake
everybody.
Jake from State Farm would rather go kill a bird or some poor, innocent animal. But, I like my point being, man, a lot of people in cities, man, they got to watch their ass right now. You know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
People stealing shit. They'll make them... burning shit down to the ground
and
whatever, man. You know what? Have fun with that. And I mean, if that's what it takes to get a point across. But I'm just going to hang out and with my buddies and continue to play music and do podcasts. I don't know if we're going to be playing music as a collective again, but there's always, you know, wishful thinking.
Yeah, you had a gig yesterday that got canceled.
Oh, I know. They're dropping like flies. It was a great summer. Like I said, it was the summer of all the hits, man. Opening up for like Warrant, Quiet Riot, Winger, Bullet Boys, you know, a lot of cool stuff. So, yeah, I'll just be hanging out. Packing on weight. Damn, look like you gained about 10. I sure have. I haven't. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah. So anyway, man, get it over with. It's the most.
Well, things are starting to go back to normal now. Restaurants are opening. I've sat down at two of them so far.
We actually, we had some food delivered the other day, first time.
Yeah, I've sat down in two restaurants so far. Buried my uncle this week.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, on Friday. And it was a great service.
Former USMC who rocked. Shout out to the My Ring Call.
And anyway, it was a great service. But we went out to Bob Evans afterwards. Me and my sister and my cousin and my mom. And we went out to Bob Evans afterwards and sat down. And I was like... I looked at my mom and I said, holy shit.
Weird, isn't it?
I said, we're sitting down in a restaurant.
But did you ever think in all your life that it would mean something to actually go? You know, we take advantage of freedom. You don't even think about that as a freedom. Freedom is
Talking
about, you know, I ran out in the street and I mooned somebody and took off running, being a little prick or something, you know. I
mean, yeah.
I'm not saying, you know.
Or you walk up behind a news reporter.
I'm saying you never think, oh, you know, man, one day in my country, we're going to take 3 months off. It was a couple weeks. It added a couple weeks and then went into a couple more weeks, you know. And yeah. You never think, man, I can't go grab a Whopper. Or,
right.
I understand some of the restaurants right now, it's all like paper napkins, salt yeah. shakers, and pepper shakers.
I went out on a date yesterday
Uh-oh, with my that's lady. Right. You got a new romance in your life,
I
huh?
do have a new romance.
Right on. That's better than your bromance.
Well, I don't know. My bromance is pretty strong, too. So.
Yeah. Me and Slim's carried on a long-distance romance for over 9 years. And oh, hard to yes. believe.
Yep.
But yeah, so you got your new woman. How about that?
Yep. Got me a new woman, and I took her out to eat yesterday.
Well, that's nice.
And we went to...
Where'd you go? Down the car wash?
We went to Waffle chips? House.
Oh, yeah. Smothered, covered, yeah,
smothered,
stacked,
covered, diced, and stacked,
chopped,
and,
yep. sodomized.
Yeah, however works. You want your hash browns, you can get it that way there.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess you could, yeah. I love a but, good Burt's hamburger and Burt's chili.
I impressed her because she walked in and she was looking at the menu. She'd never been to Waffle House before.
I don't even need that menu.
I don't need it.
No, man.
When I go in, I get a grilled Texas bacon double patty help, or a grilled
it's
Texas
like a
bacon.
There, man. Special lettuce, don't upset. All that you're like flowing.
I walk that. In and she's looking at the menu. She's like, "Honey, do you need a menu?" And I'm like, "Oh no." I already know what I want.
Yeah.
She said, "What are you getting?" I said, "Grilled Texas bacon double patty melt plate hash brown smothered covered chunk."
Damn, dice covered stack run across mm-hmm. the bathroom floor.
Mm-hmm. And took about 25 minutes, and then it hit me like a ton of bricks, man. Mm-hmm. I was driving her truck.
I bet you had a cramp the size of Cleveland.
Dude, I was driving her truck, and I was trying to keep from farting, you know.
The grease. And, yeah,
that new romance thing, yeah, you know.
You got it. You know that thing where you got to, like if, you know, you're kind of doing your thing, and you talk about getting gas by the new chick and all this. It's kind yeah. of a tough situation.
It is.
You know, I've had, you know, where you're hanging out and they get up to go to the bathroom and you're like, boy, I better hear that. So you just kind of grab your cheek and go, just kind of so don't go, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Like, you know, nobody needs that, you know.
So like somebody making a Harley Thunder.
Yeah, right. So I'm sure when the grease hit you.
Oh, yeah, it hit me. It hit me. It took it about 25 minutes. But
wow,
when it
that's
hit
like
me,
a laxative.
Right? When it hit me,
quicker.
Son, it was, oof. And I ended up going back out to Taco Bell last night and getting something to eat.
Man, you're a brave man.
And,
what's your fascination with wanting to get the shits? Oh, my colon's never felt cleaner, like a flower.
Hey, listen, I've been shitting for 3 months eating home-cooked food.
Well, it explains that toilet paper surge.
Exactly.
I guess people that are lactose intolerated
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of crazy shit. Yeah. I could eat things to make a billy goat puke. I'm not really.
I saw something today
like,
on
Facebook.
You're
going to die of a heart attack ever.
It said, I don't want an adult today. I don't even want a human. I'm going to goat. I'm just going to sit around and eat shit all day and headbutt anybody that tries to fuck with me.
There you go. Where's that philosophy? Can't we take words of wisdom like that? And he's got his all up in yellow. It's nice.
That's my Siesta Keys, Florida.
There you go.
Oh, I enjoyed that many a time. Well, two years in a row.
I went to Key West once.
I've never been to Key West. I went to Sarasota and right next door to whatever the fuck that was. But, you know, Key...
That's Siesta called the
Keys.
Ocean, John.
Yes. All I knew was the Pacific Ocean. Cold, dirty, San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
No, sharks.
You're right,
rough
sharks
waters.
Are your friend.
I went to Siesta Key, blue water, 86 degrees, white sand.
January.
Yes.
Oh, no, I was in January in a pool, New Year's Day. Like, man, this is nuts. There's
but
a blizzard
was,
up north.
It was fucking awesome. I'll never forget that. And you know what? Truth be told, I'd take that bitch back with me over there because we had such a good time.
Man, I'll tell you what, I dig Florida, and, you know, I've lived there several times, and I like it, but I just, you know, I'm older now, and I'm like, I don't think I'd deal with the 105 degrees every day.
I know it got so cold down there
right
a couple
now.
Years
oh, it
ago.
Oh, did. People had to put on a t-shirt. It was like 50.
Yeah. But it was when it got down to 40, the iguanas were like falling.
Oh, yeah, they were falling from trees.
Oh,
falling from
to death.
Trees. Yeah, they were freezing to death. And everybody's like, don't touch the iguanas. When it warms back up, they'll come back to life.
Isn't that crazy?
It would they go dormant?
They hibernation. Can, right? Can they not just unthaw the shit and be? That's just the craziest
that's
shit ever.
Sacramento 40
right now
degrees.
Really?
Talk to my stepdad.
I knew any heat. So
yes,
much
sir.
Man, I was out in New Mexico.
But it's dry heat. Ain't no humidity.
Yep.
But for them, that's just like hell.
Man, New Mexico and shit, 108, 112.
Yes.
And they're like, it's a dry heat. And they are. They are absolutely correct.
Mm. Yes.
I was out there, the only thing that would sweat, it's believe it or not, was my feet. That was it. Because they were in fucking shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I never knew any heat like that. And every time we had to start out in Farmington or Carlsbad or Albuquerque, it was like, oh, God.
I went to Carlsbad
when I was in Wyoming.
I was
oh, really? I played right there at the Big Best Western.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Silver Dollar Saloon. Yeah,
I went in there. We went down.
It's a big resort.
Tour. They turned the lights off. Like,
we
oh,
never
fuck.
Went.
Fuck!
I'm like,
did these
you know,
guys see in this cave and that the little lamps with the candles on it? I guess I don't know.
So you know, they say they're the best in the world, and we never went because A, I don't want to walk around out there because B, I don't like scorpions, and C, I don't like rattlesnakes.
Oh,
so we never went.
Yeah, oh.
And we played there. You know, Carlsbad, great town, good people, but hot as
yes.
Hell.
Yes.
I tell you, over on the West Coast, I spent some time in Wyoming.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Wyoming's cool.
Yeah.
But it's only hot there like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get
but
the snow up your ass.
I know,
Dakota's
dude, let me tell you about snow out the ass.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good one.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, it started snowing. By the time 6 o'clock rolled around, there's 8 inches of snow on the ground.
You thought you'd seen snow until you went to Wyoming.
Yes.
And I said,
and
hey, shit. I was like,
you ain't
wow.
seen snow until you went to Minnesota. And it starts at 11 o'clock, and by the morning, by 6 a.m., there's 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yeah, why
2 fucking
but
feet.
At 3 a.m., it started snowing. By 6 a.m., there was 8 inches of snow on the ground. They canceled everything, so I was delivering that message over the air, because I was on the air in Wyoming at the time. I was delivering that the schools were closed and what businesses were closed and things like that.
Right.
Well,
you were at the radio station out there.
Yeah. No sooner than I delivered that message at noon, it was 71 degrees and sunshine.
And just what happened?
It's like the fucking snow just...
We were out there in May sound checking in Cheyenne, man, and we're up there doing a thing. Next thing I look out through there, and there's a blizzard. I'd never seen a blizzard in May, number one. But yeah, it's crazy out there, man, up in them parts. It gets just like, wow.
But yeah, it ended up being sunshine and 71 degrees by lunchtime.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there, man.
And then the businesses started opening back up, and they were calling me at the radio station going, yeah, we're open. Can you let everybody know?
Gotcha. I will as soon as I get done windsurfing.
Yeah.
This mountain. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, as soon as I get done at the mineral spa, I'll be right back over there.
Yeah, exactly. I need some crystals.
I went over. I had a free membership to the mineral hot spring spa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, I bet.
That water was always 105 degrees.
Is it the natural stuff?
Yeah, it's the natural stuff. It comes out of a hot spring.
Yeah.
Yep. And
that's amazing,
you sit down in it, and it smells like shit. I mean, it smells like rotten eggs.
Sulfur, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what.
That's
the
that
most
lovely
relaxing.
Boiling lava and stuff down there
mm-hmm.
while you're sitting over that hot water volcano bowl. You might get more than a clonic.
It was so
cola.
Relaxing.
Full clonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had some friends that were in Wyoming and did the springs thing. I never went to one of them either, man. Crazy.
So, we got on a topic and then we got off a topic.
Yeah, what was the topic? We started
The Skullface Record Talent at the Moon
That's
Farm
right.
Festival.
Got a festival coming up.
Next week.
Record label.
So, basically what we're doing is we're going to take your PC.
Yeah.
I've got a special cord already that's 25 feet.
Great.
And it's going to go over to the board.
Pop us in the board.
And we're going to pop into the audio out of the board, and it's going to go into your laptop.
Oh, okay.
And my laptop is going to be used to record our voice.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we're going to put things together. We're going to have segments to where, like, you'll hear us talking, and then you'll hear a band play. Ooh. And then you'll hear us talking again.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear a band play. You may hear us on stage. you know, we're going to be...
Tell us about this event.
Where we're going to be drinking.
Where are we going? We're gonna, oh, well, that's a given.
We're
going
to be drinking.
Yeah.
And folks, if now, this is a wild one that
this
you're...
This is the skinny. This is the DL.
This is going to be a wild one that you're never going to hear before, because I'm actually going to be drinking, because we're not leaving.
Right.
So... I don't drink and drive. I never do. I
don't either.
Since 2009, when I got into my accident and almost hit somebody head on and went 50 foot off the side of a hill, Dukes of Hazzard style, and broke my back and was laid up in a back brace for 8 weeks.
Nice. Comfy, how was the food?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Well, anyway, but the hootenanny of the hootenannies.
The hootenanny of hootenannies. We're going to Cynthiana, Kentucky. We're going to my buddy Nick Himes.
Nick Himes, great. I spoke with him briefly.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Hey, Nick. And shout out to you.
What's up, Nick? Can't wait to play some music with you. Can't wait to hear the motherfucking grocery store song again. It's been fucking 4 years.
I
want to hear that shit again.
I just want to meet you and drink a beer.
And this is wild, John. This is wild. We're going to Cynthiana, Kentucky, right, for this farm festival.
Wild world.
On June 13th.
Right.
June 13th. 2016 is when Country Boy 102.3 WCYN-FM launched 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And June 13th, 4 years later,
all days,
back in Cynthiana, but this time it's as representative of the Glitter Squirrels.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and
that's
not, you know, not representative of the radio station.
Right.
So, you know, if an artist is on stage and they cuss in their song, we don't have to censor.
Yeah, we're not reliable for that.
Yeah.
But if you go to a rock and roll based label party and a big, you know, show, there's probably going to be some language.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. There's going to be some language and some drinking, because
it's
we're
be,
not
you know
leaving.
What? It's going to be just some fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's going to be fun.
Exactly. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
And how can they approach this if they would like to attend, or how are they?
Well, they can't attend.
No, it's
because
it's an
invitation-only event.
Okay, it is an invitation-only event.
Yes.
Okay.
But
well,
we've
I'm glad
been,
we were invited.
Yes, we were
it's
definitely
fun to be invited.
And as a matter of fact, when he was setting all this up, he reached out to me and said, how would you guys feel about coming and doing a show during my farm festival that I'm going to have? And I'm like, fucking A.
Hey, right on,
let's do it, you know.
Or they'll give us a swag bag with these CDs and promote their label.
I've got a t-shirt already.
Yeah, I'll get one together. I want a damn t-shirt.
Yep. But
I can't wait. I'm excited about it and looking forward to it. It's always great to hang out with musicians and stuff. It's something I haven't got to do in a while.
Yeah.
Due to the...
you know what? We're going to have to let you...
Due to whatever's popular this week.
We're gonna have to let you get on stage and do a drum solo for everybody.
Great.
I'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, 35 years, my podcast buddy.
And yours too.
And yours too.
Yeah, the mouth of the South, the Duke of Spook.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Mike and Mouthpiece.
Yeah, I give you some old bastard playing drums. That's funny. Get off the stage, you old bastard. What do you think this is? Ain't no Geritar fan. Geritar fans. I never met a musical I didn't like.
I love
you
it.
Know. Yeah, peel one off. But it was all fun and games until he had a heat stroke up there with his drunk ass.
I think he might let us go in his studio, too, because he's been talking about wanting to get me in the studio to record my dad's old song from 1967.
What were they called then? Cool.
King James and the Royal Jesters.
That, you know, that and that's great, see?
And
just the Royal Jesters.
Yeah.
1967. Like Knights,
right?
You know,
1967, and my dad had two songs that they recorded at King Federal Studios in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow.
The same
shout
studio.
Shout out to Bootsy Collins down there in Cincinnati at the compound.
The same studio that James Brown recorded in.
Wow.
And anyway, they had two songs. They had I Get a Feeling, which was written by my dad's keyboard player, Mike Carlisle, and him. And then they had a ballad on the flip that was called Girl. And that ballad on the flip was written by Mike Carlisle and Dad. And the ballad on the flip actually ended up getting more popular than I get a feeling, because my dad's buddy, Toby Greer,
who belched a lot.
Shout
out to him.
He was fighting over in Vietnam. And because at the time Vietnam was going on. I think it was Vietnam. Is that 68?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, yeah. So he was drafted, and he went over there, and he took my dad's record with him.
Wow.
And that ballad Girl on the flip ended up getting real popular with the soldiers because made them think of their girl.
Thousands of GIs, testosterone, fuel, fucking war going on.
Right.
Pretty much had a girl on their mind, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. But it made them think of their girl back home. It was one of the most listened to songs in the platoon, according to Toby Greer. And
you know, it'd be weird to think that maybe there's copies out floating around, reel to reels, because they're popular. You know.
Well, no, there's not. I mean, people—they're not reel to reels. They're 45s.
Well, what I'm saying is, back in the day, GIs would buy reel to reels, and they would record, you know, 45s and shit onto a reel to reel. And it's probably pretty weird to think that that song had been passed around like a cassette tape, if you would.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Man. Yeah, but
or guys that actually have a copy of the 45 itself.
Yeah. Well, I know a couple of guys do. I don't know that Toby's still alive.
Right.
But where I actually ended up finding it, we started dabbling around on the internet in 2002 when the internet first came out, and it was dial-up.
The information.
It's when Google came out.
Dial-up.
Yeah.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
So we go to Google, and we type in... King James and the Royal Jester's Girl. Well, then I see this website talking about underground bands, you know, from back in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
And I'm like, do what? So I look on this, and there was King James and the Royal Jester's.
I bet you shit.
And I'm like, holy shit. This dude had a 45 sitting at his house in Seattle, Washington.
Damn,
yeah,
dude.
So I reached out to him via email and was like, man, my dad's still alive. At the time he was. And I was like, man, my dad's still alive. I said, he hasn't heard this song since 68. I said, you know, he'd love to hear it again. He still remembers it. I'd love to hear it. I was like, any way you can, like, make that digital? He's like, sure. So it took him about a week.
He probably used like Media One player and went from like the output of the computer, the old school, and right into a
A turntable, yeah.
Yeah, a turntable into
the
PC.
Anyway, it took him about a week, but he emailed me the MP3.
Wow.
And it was back when MP3s were first starting to get popular. The iPod Shuffle was popular.
Oh, yeah, then. The little tiny square thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, man, I can put like 2,000 songs on this.
Mm-hmm. And, anyway,
the iPod.
Anyway, so he put it on the internet, and when he did, me and Dad heard it. That is the first time Dad had heard it in 40 years, you know. And like, I had heard it for the first time ever in my life, and I was 25.
It's a good tune, man. I've heard it on you've sent it with me.
Yeah.
But what a name, man. How cool. That's a good piece.
But Nick heard it and actually included it on a Kentucky compilation album.
Really?
Yeah. It's on Kentucky Underground Volume 2. It's the second song, or actually it's the sixth song on the compilation album, King James and the Royal Jester's Girl.
That's great,
and
man.
He was like, here's what I want you to do, Slim. He said, I want you to come down here. He said, and I want you to sing the song. And he said, I'm going to play all the instruments, and we're going to put it together. And I'm like, let's do it.
Sure.
So when he extended the invitation for the Farm Fest, I was like, and you said, oh, hell yeah, I'm down. All I was like, oh shit, this is gonna happen.
This is really happening.
So we're gonna be in a recording studio, and I'm gonna sing my dad's song from 1968.
That had to be pretty cool, man.
Dude, it's gonna be amazing. I'm telling you.
You got to do this like not too long ago.
No. This is coming up next week. This is what we're gonna be doing in Cynthiana.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know. I'm going to make sure that I'm not drunk when I lay down the track.
This song sounds like shit. Man, I'll take the original ending. Who in the fuck is this guy? You know, you bringing Meatloaf to fucking do some song? He's zapping the bag? No. What the hell is this shit? You know, get the fuck out of here and pack your shit and get off my farm, dude.
Right.
No.
But yeah, next week's show is going to be interesting because, like I said, we're going to be drinking, and I don't normally drink when we do podcasts. But this will be
with the exception of the
John's usually the drinker. Fest.
Yep, yeah. I am.
John, both Johns that are here are usually the drinkers.
Yeah,
and I don't drink.
I'm one beer in the bag.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're hard there, brother.
I'm killing it. Slow down.
I'm drinking the hard stuff, Mountain Dew Zero.
And this set is brought to you by Mountain Dew Zero, Marlboro, Sonoma, and Cellular Networks for making this all possible. God bless you. The convenient world.
But
not
yeah.
so convenient right now, is
it's,
it?
No. It's going to be really cool. They're a rock and roll label, so you know they've got like some metal bands that are going to be coming down there.
Should I break out the spandex?
I mean...
No.
No, that's up to you, bro.
No, I don't think I'm going to show up looking like fucking some out of a...
We're going to be rolling in your little toaster on wheels, so...
No, that'll be... And that's good.
You said toaster. Kind of reminded me of marshmallow.
They do. They kind of look like the Scions.
It's all soft and spongy looking.
The funny thing about the Scions,
I wanted to take a bite out of it, but I'm not high, so...
Yeah, the room in them is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, stuff, you can tell.
I packed my kid. I put an anvil flight in there when I'm gigging and stuff. And it's like... it's great on glass, and they're just... It's just a damn fine automobile.
So
I'll be quiet as a mouse.
I'll be driving my hunk of junk over here and parking it. And
Scottsdale Vintage.
Yeah.
89.
Beast.
It probably lasts of the Scottsdales.
That's a truck,
89,
right?
Yeah,
Chevy. My parents have one.
Chevy Silverado.
Oh, love this.
Is it a Silverado or a Scottsdale?
It's a Silverado Scottsdale.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, man.
Yep. And it was
got the big bench seat, old school, strap over seat,
8-foot bed. My fishing pole's in the back.
Got me a 327 his or her sport shifter.
So I've been having some trouble with my fishing pole.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I gotta go get me a bobber stopper.
A bobber stopper?
Yes, because what's been happening is I've been throwing my rig out. And
we'll
when
call
I throw
that
it
casting
out.
For the misinformed.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It makes it sound like you're throwing your whole rig in the water. No wonder it ain't fucking working.
No. But no, I've been casting out, and my bobber lays flat on the water. Yeah. Because
my bobber lies over the ocean.
My bobber lies over the sea.
Anyway, my line hangs down.
Who's listening?
Fuck. Sorry. I couldn't help that one.
That's my good neighbor John.
Good neighbor John.
Anyway,
good neighbor Sam, only red.
Big John.
My line hangs down.
That's a little personal,
sinker.
But
wow,
with my sinker.
My sinker. This sounds like a bad porno movie.
Right.
But
my bobber lays flat on the water because I don't have a bobber stopper up.
That's what she said.
Right.
A bobber stopper.
It's
you
got
put a sinker on it?
I put a sinker on it, but my sinker's down to my hook, so it gets further down into the water.
Right. Deep fishing for catfish.
But I've got a bobber on there, too, and it's a big, long, through-string bobber.
Right.
But it's got to have a stopper at the top of it. Otherwise, it's not going to function correctly because it'll just lay on its side.
Basically, what he's talking about, he needs one that's got the spring on the top of it.
I can't focus on those little ones, dude. My bobber, is about 12 inches long.
Yeah, that's a nice, good
styrofoam
cork. But. You know, and sometimes I dip it in the water.
Yeah, buddy. It's getting better every minute, isn't it?
Is it deep and cold or just cold?
I had to. Had to go there.
Yeah, we've all known a chick that you all needed a bobber stopper on. If you didn't, you just tied to a fucking tube before on the crack of your ass, keep you from falling in. A bobber stopper.
My girlfriend just texted me and told me she got her rods fixed.
I see.
So
that's good. I thought you were in a relationship.
Yeah, that's what I just said. My girlfriend.
Yeah. You said she got her rods fixed.
Yeah.
Okay. Should it be rod?
No, that
you
one's
being
good.
Rod?
That one's know. Good. I had surgery about a year ago.
Right.
Dude, let me tell you, a circumcision and a vasectomy at 38 years old is fucking painful.
You think?
Oh shit,
I had the vasectomy, but I had the circumcision. I'm when not I was born.
Yeah, I see. Apparently, mom was so little that the doctor couldn't fully circumcise it.
Oh,
so he only half circumcised
okay,
it.
Welcome to Penis Talk. Yes. I'm Dr. Wolf-Nessheimer. Today we'll be talking to Slim and his tiny penis and circumcision at 40 years old. Dr. Wolf-Nessheimer.
But
hey, come here, guys.
Don't
see
get off the Clint.
Hey, guys, get in here. You got to see this. Looks like a penis, only smaller.
So I had to get that taken care of.
Right.
Because I ended up
getting Mel and Hank.
Well, you know what? Let's just fucking get personal with it.
We're gonna get all nasty. Welcome to getting nasty.
Getting nasty.
Getting together. This is the last segment of our show.
I ended up contracting a disease.
Oh hell.
On my penis.
Penisitis.
He
had a penisitis.
It was some kind of itis. But apparently, when you're not circumcised,
he was cockeyed.
Oh my God!
Okay, so apparently,
as you were, Sir Penis.
So apparently, when you're not circumcised,
right?
There is this thing that can happen where your skin actually shrinks. And that's exactly what happened to me, and it got stuck behind the head of my penis when I was working out of town one day. So I had to end up going to Mercy Hospital in Cincinnati.
Have mercy.
And this lady, she took a shitload of Astroglide, rubbed it on my pecker, and then just pulled my skin up. And that was great.
I bet. It was like probably
God.
I don't know, man, dude,
relief was unreal. And then, but I couldn't get the head of my penis back. And like,
oh my God, this is
like I couldn't get my skin back in order
right.
to like
skin
pee.
It back.
Right.
Right.
I couldn't get it back in order to pee or anything. So I went to a urologist and I'm like, can you tell me what the fuck's going on here?
Fix this, damn it. What's going on with my
and he was like, oh yeah, I gotta cut that off.
I would have been. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, we don't have lasers for this yet.
Well, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna have to cut that off, and I said, well, okay.
Can you leave some for a penis?
Well, he basically it was a circumcision.
Yeah, all right.
And I asked him, I'm like, well.
Hey, dude,
I'm like,
hey,
well,
it's in my testicles as far as I'm circumcised. But go ahead.
But I asked him, I'm like, okay, well, I can learn to live with that. But I said, can I also get a vasectomy while you're down there? And he's like, yeah, we can clip them. That's no problem. So basically, I made the joke that I got a snip and a clip.
All the same day. He's like,
double down. So
all better now.
Anyway,
I spent
8 weeks, dude, keeping ice on my balls.
I can't imagine.
It was god awful.
Man, that's nuts. That's cold.
Pun intended.
Cold.
Pun
nuts.
Intended.
Oh man.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know. You know, I'm like I've never had to deal with anything really gnarly in my life. You know, looking back and all that, but that's kind of normal.
When I broke
but
my back,
I've never had to go in and. I've never had a surgery or anything like that, you know, thank God. So
well, it was my first surgery I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was, you know, hey, I showed up at the hospital like, hi, my dick's broke.
Hi, I got a broken dick. Well, here, you could put some popsicle sticks on, tape it up, and go in the chick and go, what's going on there? I go, it's brand new. It's still in the crate. So, you could have like a, you know, positive outcome.
And then I married a girl. Well, like I had this new equipment and everything healed and everything healed and then I ended
penis.
Up getting married to a girl who didn't want to give me sex. Man. You know, and I'm like, shit, I got this new equipment, yeah, and I can't fucking use it.
I'm like Steve Austin. I got this new bionic penis. And and now I can plow where most men hoe. Something's got to give.
But I'll tell you what, increased my stamina. What? Quite a bit.
Damn.
Yeah.
All you limp dicks better listen up.
That's right. Slim's moving in. I'm gonna take you woman.
My goodness.
Eating pussy and kicking ass.
Yeah, we got bionic dick on the loose now, man.
Oh, I heard a good joke today. I heard a good joke today.
This is called the weenus, by the way, this skin right here.
It says if your wife ever looks at you and says, your wife or your girlfriend ever looks at you and says, we're gonna go eat at mama's house. He said, make sure to lay her down in the bed and eat that pussy.
Well, now.
He said that way later on, when your mama said, well, is what I made good? You can lick your lips and say, yes, ma'am, it sure is.
And that is, once again, words to live by. It's going to be frequent and quite
Uncle Slim. Because your uncles always give you great advice, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, uncles are great. I got a lot of them still. You know, hanging out, and I got some that, you know, pass on.
Speaking of that, we need to get with Gus.
Oh, Gus. Hey, Dad.
Gus, yes.
Bus. Yeah, you'll meet Gus, man. He's great. He's a good dude.
Is he coming over here, or are we going over there?
We gotta go do it at his house one day. He'd get a kick out of it.
Dude.
He pours a shot of bourbon. We set it up. We'll set up our little rig here that we use outside.
Set it up.
Go talk to Gus and get some. Dad is a Vietnam vet, a child of the baby boom, and. I'd like to get some views from several people on things. You know,
I tell you what, too. Another thing we could set up is Jack O'Shea.
Jack O'Shea.
Yeah. Turn so you don't burn.
Absolutely.
But Jack O'Shea said he would be more than happy to be on our podcast.
Hey, Jack O'Shea, man.
Man.
Everybody's got that one DJ, maybe somebody like influenced him.
Mm-hmm.
My guy was Bob Clark from WTUE.
My guy was Eric on the X, who ended up being a fucking douchebag. And then he ended up being Eric on the planet and taking my job that I wanted, a program director.
Yeah, he used to hang out at our apartment.
He fired me.
Way back. He was one of the guys, like, we'd get done with gigs. I was in a band called the Demolition Band way back when, and we just, like, stomped Marshall University's ass. Because we were like a three-piece Van Halen, Sex Pistols, and the Police, and Zeppelin, just kind of mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the guys, me and oddly enough, my roommate, John Isaacs, was a DJ at WMUL when he was going to college here, and that was my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a little place called Julio's, and anyway, we at Demolition Man have these, you know, after where are we going after the gig kind of thing. Everyone's very college days, right? And he was always at those things. He hung around somebody as a mutual friend of somebody in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really quiet, and he just always kind of sat back quiet. And then I ran into him at some concert I went to, and I was like, that's Eric from the X? Because I'd never seen him. I never put together.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
He ended up becoming Eric on the planet and firing me. He was. Yeah. And now he's on the planet. 92.7, yeah.
Do they still have Drunk Bitch Friday?
Lex and Terry.
Drunk Bitch Friday.
That's Lex and Terry.
Yeah. But, Drunk Bitch Friday. I thought that was just a local get together out in Wayne County.
No.
Oh, that's every day, though. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to burn for that one.
My God. Shit. All right.
I didn't grow up anywhere, but I guess that's going to wind it up for us.
Yeah. Might as well. I mean, we've been talking.
Any more final thoughts of the day?
Oh, my God. This podcast contains so much.
I hear you. Stop burning shit down.
Yeah. Stop burning your cities down. Stop classifying people as a fucking race. Just start living.
Yeah.
Man.
Let's have one race, the human race, and call it the day, man.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. We're all fucking humans.
Quit
you cut us open.
News and quit letting them
turn off the news.
Quit letting them get in your damn head.
Listen, as Lucas Nelson said, turn off the news and build a garden.
There you go. You know what? Now would be a great time to pick up an instrument.
Hell yes.
There's always music, man.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for music, most people would be losing their damn minds right now.
Oh, trust me, dude.
But knock it off.
I got my 12 string back out of the shop.
How do you work that?
What, my 12 string?
Yeah.
No, it's like a 6, it's just 6 more strings.
It has higher screens
on it. Get that part, smartass. Well, hey, your fingers have to be extra wide, or...
No.
No, you actually...
Are they right next to each other?
Or? Yeah.
They're
right next to each other.
Like,
and
these
they're
really
usually
thin strings under the major strings of six strings.
The first four strings...
It's more trebly, it is.
Are, one is tuned... higher than the other one, so
right,
they're different
right.
octaves.
But these go to 11.
They're the same note, they're just different octaves.
Okay.
And so that's the first four strings, and then the last two strings are the same octave. So when it gives you that sound, you hear that low and that high.
That's the same
Everything
sound.
You play
yeah,
sounds like
time.
A Rush song, like Trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Right.
That was done with the 12
sure.
string.
Well, welcome back to the family, 12 string. Sure he's missed you.
Yeah. It was in the shop for 10 days. I took him to Mike Allen. At fixed this stringed instrument repair in Chesapeake.
Go see him.
He did
man.
An amazing job. He fixed my action.
Great guy,
I
great
can
player. And
switch
and,
between notes now
and
not
can fix
have
your
to.
Shit.
Man, I'm telling you, my fingers are my the
Where's
tips
fixing?
Of my
it's
fingers.
Chesapeake, right?
Yeah, it's in Chesapeake. It's if
fixed
you cross the
Chesapeake.
Bridge yeah. out of Huntington, you take a left.
Like
and right across from the car lot that sits there
yeah.
that has the wacky inflatable flailing arm guy out there.
Sure.
Right across from it is fixed this string
That'll
instrument.
Be. Well, go see Mike Allen. Tell mm-hmm. him we sent you.
And the only reason that I ended up going there and getting my guitar fixed was because I won a gift certificate off Shelby Lohr for sharing a string. And he hooked me up with a $50 gift certificate.
Wow.
And... it ended up being like $80 and some change.
Yeah.
So my $50 gift certificate covered most of it.
Hey, thanks Shelby
and
Lohr for helping out Slim's ass.
Yeah.
Go check
right?
out. Yeah, you can check out Shelby Lohr too. He's got mm-hmm. a lot of great songs and good tunes. Good
I'd love
guy.
To get a hold of him, dude.
Yeah, he's just. Well, he's
I want
about,
him to come over and be on our podcast.
Over that, he's about 2 blocks over that chimney on that house you see right there. Actually, you could almost stand up on the porch on the balcony here and get up on the deck and yell at him.
Yeah, I.
I
wonder.
Who wrote the book of love?
I wonder, wonder.
See, I'm still on it. And off this broadcast, you're gonna hear my jabs at song lyrics.
Hang on, I'm messaging Shelby right now. He's active on Facebook.
Oh, he's gonna hide though now. He's like, oh, I left it on.
I'm gonna say, you doing anything?
Go to the backyard. I'll make you a star.
We're recording and would love.
With love. It's almost like Barry White right there.
Right.
Deeper and deeper.
Barry White.
He's got his boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love you, love you. I'm gonna love you, love you.
You
love
probably,
you just a little more,
he could probably
more.
Hear us.
Probably. If he turns on his computer, he can definitely hear us.
Well, yeah, but Very I'm saying they're chilling in a hammock at his house.
Well, ham on.
And
just tell him to ham on. We'll get with him later. It's Sunday, man. People with their family slim.
Right. Well, you're my family, so.
Yeah, see.
You know.
Right there, like 20 people to start singing, We Are Family.
We are family. I got all my brothers and me.
I got a case of, I got a case of herpes, you see. I don't think that's the lyrics. Well, I guess anyway, we'll catch you guys at a later time and a later date here. Mm-hmm. We're going to sign off live from the backyard because we got to make a beer run. Mm-hmm. Things are getting damn
That's
near.
Right.
Things are getting damn near inconvenient.
We might turn this motherfucker back on once.
Oh,
we get some
we're
going
to come back with part two because right now we're at midday, but you know, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It actually is. Well, it's
5:58 up in here.
We've been sitting here talking for an hour.
That's good.
Just remember,
we have enough stuff for our podcast.
Remember, people, keep the wind at your back. Don't let nothing slow you down.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. And also remember that a vasectomy and a circumcision at 38 hertz.
Stamina.
But stamina. It gives you great stamina.
Stamina.
Let's see. Don't ever get married. It's a fucking trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
But let's see. Other than that,
just, hey.
All right,
man. Catch you all later. You all be nice to one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero.
We know your time is precious, and we thank you for spending it with us. If you would like to leave us something to talk about in a future show, say hi to your mom, tell everyone how awesome our podcast is, or anything else, please visit our page, anchor.fm/glittersquirrels. Again, thanks for your time, and we will catch you next week on the Glitter Squirrels Podcast.